Okay, so it's Dayan Rabbi Pesachim. So the question is, what can't you eat? Right? So Tosa says, this is not the regular isser of eating on of eating before mincha. This is a separate din and matzah. Go ahead. Okay, so Tosa's problem is like this. What can't you eat? If you're going to say matzah, you can't eat matzah anyway. You already can't eat matzah. Because of the Yerushalmi. It says, Kol ochel matzah b'erev Pesach, kilu bo'el arusosu b'veis chomav. Kilu bo'el arusosu b'veis chomav. Means that she's an arusa, but B is not mutter until nesuin. So beis chomav means she's still an arusa, because when you take her out of beis chomav, that's nesuin really. So beis chomav means before nesuin. That's what it really means. In your father-in-law's house, in her house, right? So you can't eat matzah. You can't eat matzah anyway because of that. V'i mine targima. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat them. Yeah. But what are the other Rishonim? What does the Rambam learn?
Are you saying Arusa and the Beis Chomav is really the same thing? I
mean, yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Do you see the Rambam in Ishus? Yeah. The Isser Arusa, the Isser Beis Chomav is really an Isser of an Arusa. That's what the Isser is.
Oh, that's what the Arusa.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be an Arusa, because Nesuin is where you take her out of Beis Chomav. Doesn't mean you take her outside as Mutter. Yeah. It doesn't mean that.
Really?
It means take her into your house.
Before you
I said, it's not Mutter.
What?
yeah. But if it's mini targima, it already says you can eat them. So the two things. One says you can't eat, and one says you can eat. So what could it be? Go ahead. Yeah. So you must say that it's matzah shira. Why? Because the Yerushalmi, the Isser of the Yerushalmi, is only on matzah that you could be yotzei yerchov on. And you can't be yotzei with matzah shira. So what's the Isser? How's he learning the Isser of Kibbol or Sosa Vizchon? The Isser of matzah of the...
Matzah
says that what? You shouldn't eat the matzah that you can be yotzei the mitzvah with before the proper zman. Is it?
I'm not sure about that.
Now, what's the analogy of Kabbalah or Sosa Beis Chomav? That's an Isser. There's an Isser to be Baal or an Arusa. There's an Isser to be Baal and Arusa. So now what are you going to say? So by Matzah, is there an Isser or not? If there's an Isser, just say it's Usser. Right? And if there's not an Isser, you wouldn't learn it from an Arusa. Okay, so why can't you eat, one second, but why can't you fill up on, so why can't you eat Matzah Shira? Why can't you eat Matzah Shira? You have to unravel, there are a couple of issues here you got to unravel. So now it comes out, Lahalacha, that Tosus holds, you can't eat Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. Samach Lemencha. Why? Why? So why? Because of the matzah, he says. Right. He says earlier, Mishum matzah. Right? So with Mustavra, you could learn, there's no reason to say he's arguing on Rashi. Right? That what? Kadeshi yochol matzah shal mitzvah l'teavon. Right? Kadeshi.
Huh?
Kadeshi yochol matzah shal mitzvah l'teavon. Mishum hidden mitzvah. Meaning to say what? Don't come into Pesach full, because then you're not going to look forward to eating the matzah. The matzah won't be, it will diminish the pleasure of eating the matzah, if you're full. In other words, let's boil this down. So what is the real halacha? The halacha is, don't fill up before Pesach.
According
to Tosfos. Oh, that's a good question. So why? What about Minei Targima? It's a good question. What?
Specific to matzah.
No, it's not specific to matzah. Because matzah shira, you're not yotze yechov.
Yeah, matzah is similar to real matzah.
No, because if it's real similar to real matzah, then it should become under the Isser of the Yerushalmi. In other words, you have to realize there's two separate Isurim. There are two distinct isurim. There's an isur to eat the thing that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah with before the zman mitzvah. That's one isur. Don't eat the thing that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah with. Here, Isaac. Don't eat the matzah shel mitzvah before zman mitzvah.
And that's the
conversion to Kibbol Arsos B'Veschomov. But then there's a general thing, lo yochal. Just don't eat. That we don't know. Don't eat. Don't eat anything. The only thing is, it can't really mean don't eat anything, because we know that you can eat Minat Hagima. So it must be a separate Isra Achila on whatever is available, whatever's left. Whatever's left is the Matzah Ashira. But it's not the same. You can't tie that back into the reason of the Yerushalmi. Because why? And I'll give you a proof. Because when does the Zman of the Isra of the Yerushalmi start?
The whole day.
It's either the whole day or from the Zman Isra Chometz. It's a machlokas, right? But this Isra is only Samach L'mincha. Is it Tosas learn which Mincha? Okay. Alright, so that's the way Tosas is learning. Right? Let's just get the facts again. There's two things. This Gemara has nothing to do with this Gemara is not talking about the Yerushalmi's issue. This is a separate issue. Separate issue. Yerushalmi has one issue. Shouldn't be Kibbol Arsos B'Veschomov. That's one issue. That Tosas says is limited to Matzah Shel Mitzvah. But then there's a completely separate thing that you shouldn't be full when you come into. I'm inserting that Tom into Tosas. He doesn't argue on Rashi and the Rashbam. No, right? So as Mustafa, it's the same idea. That you shouldn't be full. You shouldn't eat too much. You shouldn't be full. You shouldn't be full because of the Matzah Shel Mitzvah, the Te'avon. Okay. The only thing is, he holds that there's no issur to eat the Minat Hagima. So the issur achila must be on the Matzah Ashira. Alright, let's take a look at the Rambam's way of learning. How does the Rambam learn? The Rambam says it's talking about Minat Hagima, right? The Rambam learns it is talking about Minat Hagima. Why? Because they want to say from the Rambam that Matzah Ashira is included in the issur of the Yerushalmi. That's mashma from the Rambam. Because the Ram says there is nothing else to eat.
What is
your Yerushalmi? Huh? Yerushalmi is don't eat matzah. Ochel matzah be'erev Pesach is kiilu bo'ol arsos b'veschomov. Right? So the Rambam says the Mishnah must be talking about Minat Hagima. Because there's nothing left. There's nothing left. So that's why the Gros says, according to the Rambam, matzah ashira is also asur on erev Pesach. That's why you get into problems on this erev Pesach. Because according to the Rambam, you can't eat matzah shira.
Right?
So then, but then there's nothing left to eat. There's no matzah shel mitzvah. There's no matzah shira. So what is it? And the Gemara says you can eat Minat Hagima. So how do you possibly understand it? It's a stira. Right? So what does Ram say? Which halach are you reading? Vav Yud Beis?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were reading.
Oh, okay, fine, yeah, you go ahead. Pesh Nash.
Right. So then he says, Vayav Nivka, Vish Afilas Mata Balala, Rishon Chova. Vika, Mar Eiv Atmo, Vish Yochlana, Vigal.
Okay, so he's learning that you have to separate the Yerushalmi from this Mishnah. Okay? The Yerushalmi just comes into play because we're trying to figure out what the Mishnah is talking about. But you cannot confuse the Yerushalmi and this Mishnah. Okay, the Yerushalmi is just like a fact. Like, what is this Mishnah talking about? Well, it can't be this because of the Yerushalmi. Yeah. But the Yerushalmi and this Mishnah are different. Okay? So what's the tam of this Isser? So the Rambam says, just like Rashi, Te'avon. Okay? Go ahead. Now he's going through the same analysis. What is it that you can't eat? It can't be pas, because you don't have pas. Pas apparently is one term for lechem and matzah. Because that is the Yerushalmi, so it can't be matzah, right? Oh, so how does he answer the Tosfos' question? Laharbos. Lo yochal doesn't mean... See, that's the machlokas. If you want to define the first machlokas over here, Tosfos is learning for an Isser Achila. Tosfos is looking for an Isser Achila. An absolute lo yochal. Thou shalt not eat. Right?
He's forced for that.
So he says, you can't learn any Isser Achila, an absolute Isser Achila on matzah, because we already, there's no, that would be redundant. And you can't learn an absolute Isser Achila on Miyatargima, because it says it's mutter. So what's the only thing that an absolute Isser Achila can be chal on? Matzah Ashira. No, the Tosfos. And the Rambam says, it's not talking about an absolute Isser Achila. It's talking about, don't be marbe. Don't eat too much of something. So then, mine targima. So then it can be mine targima. For mincha. And that's what the Rambam says in the Yad too, right? He says, Asru chachamim lechol matzah berev Pesach. Now, which is that? That's the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi.
And that's including
matzah. Which is a confusing line. We have to understand what that means. Umishocho matzah berev Pesach makin oso makas mardis. That's the din of a bol arusoso. He gets makas mardis. Ad shetetze nafsho. Apparently he's learning the Yerushalmi to mean that it's like the same din as bol arusoso. Because that's what he says by bol arusoso in Ishus. It's an isidra bonan. Bol arusoso beis chomov. And it's makas mardis. V'chein osur. I don't know what he means by agitate nafsho.
How's
the guy going to keep eating until he dies? He's going to refuse to be makabal the unless he means he refuses to be makabal the to do tshuva. He still says I'm going to do it. V'chein aser lechol erev haPesach mikodam amincha kemat. That's the Mishnah. Kideshi kanes lachilas matzah b'taiva. That's the Mishnah, right? Oval ochel hu ma'at peros o yirakos v'lo yamali kresoman. So that's how the Ram's learning. Ram is learning. So that's really the first machlokas. That's in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis in Chametz Matzah. The first machlokas between Rash, between Tosfos and the Rambam is it an isser achila per se, right? Or is it an isser of like a to satiate yourself? I mean, more in terms of pshat, Tosfos is smoother. Well, yochel, right? But so what's the machlokas? Right. So in other words, Tosfos holds in order that you shouldn't come into Pesach full, right? They made an isser on a certain type of a food. There's an isser on don't eat filling foods. That's matzah ashira. Now, in terms of the tzura of the gzeira midrabanan, it would seem they both agree that the tam is to come into Pesach full. But as a machlokas in the Rambam and the Tosfos in the formulation of the isser, Tosfos holds it's an absolute isser, but on a certain type of a food, matzah ashira, right? But mine targima is not a meal substance. So they didn't aser the non-meal substance. They only asered things that are soyed. They only asered things that are soyed. That's matzah ashira. But according to the Rambam, there's no iser on achila per se. There's an iser on a certain derech achila. Lo yochal means, but you can be toim. Yochal means to sit down bekvias. You can sit down bekvias even on minyan targima. That would also be sitting down bekvias. Lo yochal means don't eat achila of seyidi. Don't eat b'derech sviya. You should just eat b'derech mikra. Right. So that's the machlokas. Definitively, in terms of how they define the iser, according to Tosfos, it's an isser on certain foods of svia, and according to the Ram, it's an isser on a derech svia. Yeah, but even Tosfos is saying that of a metabel hu b'mini targima means that also apparently it's not proper. Metabel means you're eating it. I guess he's learning also b'derech mikra, but that's not a technical isser. In terms of the technical isser, the Isurim went in terms of the types of food. In other words, you can take anything and gorge yourself on it. But in terms of the tzura of the takana was in terms of was in terms of the min of the ochel.
Bread.
Right. Breads, kenedalach. Things like that. So that's in terms of the isser of achila. That's the question of how they define of how the definition of lo yochal in this Mishnah. But what I